Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a lot of confusion in the medical field, a lot of confusion now on what exactly is a minor and what medical decisions are they allowed to make and what aren't they allowed to make. So basically, a minor by definition is somebody under 18. Child versus minor gets a little tricky because they're kind of two definitions. We don't usually call teens or adolescents children, but in legal terms, if they're under 18, they're a minor. So now that we have states that are looking at laws to allow children to pursue gender-affirming care without parents involved, we wonder, should we just have a conversation about then what other medical issues can a minor make a decision on? The big argument that's been going on back and forth, and a lot of us in the medical profession, medical field are like, do we have enough studies? Do we know that, you know, there's going to be no permanence or loss of fertility that child cannot comprehend at that age? But states are moving towards, look, we don't have to have parental consent. We can move forward. In fact, because of issues in which parents may disagree, there's a Washington bill that would allow transgender medical procedures for minors without parental consent. The California bill that would actually allow CPS to take action if a parent doesn't affirm the child's gender and identity and how the child perceives themselves. That could be considered child abuse and not in the best interest of the child. So it looks like we are moving to minors being able to make their own medical decisions. Now, if minors are, the question is, well, how old? Should then the definition of minor change? Is 18 too old? Should the definition of minor get changed to 16? Should it get changed to 10? Do we have any clarification on at what age does a child have autonomy? Now, the reason why minors couldn't make medical decisions, this is being a quote from Medscape. They say, constitutionally, the rights of minors are protected. However, the rights are not protected to the same degree as an adult. There are three reasons that minors do not have the same constitutional rights as an adult. The vulnerability of children, their limited decision-making capacity, and the important role parents play in making decisions for their children. That's from Medscape. So children being vulnerable has been something that many of the laws have needed to evolve and encompass, such as sex. If somebody has sex with a minor, that child is vulnerable. And the laws are then obviously, you know, going to pursue the extent of the law for an adult who took advantage of the vulnerability of a child. Same thing with pornography. Now, if a teenager sends naked pictures of themselves to other teens, and the teens decide to show others, that's a child pornography charge. So there's a vulnerability of children that is accepted, well understood. But when it comes to gender-affirming care, it looks like it's now being challenged that maybe they're not vulnerable. Maybe a 10-year-old can decide. Maybe an 8-year-old can decide. Maybe a 13-year-old can decide. So then if that's the case, can children then refuse vaccines? The average child does not want a vaccine. They go in there kicking and screaming. If the child has the legal ability to make the decision to do gender-affirming care, then can they also refuse a vaccine? Can they also refuse life-saving treatment? Can they sign out of a hospital AMA? So as we, in medicine, we need clear-cut guidelines. Okay, we need to know where we're going with this and what it is we're supposed to do. If a child is now going to be able to take on the responsibility of making a decision, then are we now not going to accept the fact that they have vulnerabilities? The reason why medical literature says they're vulnerable is because kids might not have the same experience as an adult does. Kids might not have been on this earth long enough. The average 10-year-old might not know. The average 10-year-old probably isn't even thinking about having babies themselves and reproducing. And so it takes an adult to understand that a child may not have that experience, may have a naivety, may be vulnerable. So that's why there's laws prevent doctors cannot even see a patient in a non-emergency setting without the parent being there. I can't inject something in the child. I can't perform a surgical procedure unless, of course, I'm trying to save the child's life. If a child's pregnant, autonomy. Parents are not involved. So if we are going to move forward with laws saying the children do not need parental consent, they're not considered minors anymore, they're not considered vulnerable, then is that law going to extend to all medical? Is it going to extend to sexual activity? Is it going to extend, when is a child vulnerable and when aren't they? This is what we need clarified. Because all these laws that looking at abuse, looking at trafficking, looking at all, there's a different law, there's a different standard when they're a minor because they're vulnerable. And so it's as a physician, I totally understand. There are many individuals out there that do know from childhood what they want to be. However, many of these children, even if they are transgender, they still want their fertility. So if we're going to now not consider the vulnerability when it comes to gender-affirming care, we need to also understand if that's going to now extend to other medical procedures and laws. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people still have hope for those five on board that Ocean Gate tourism sub, expedition sub, that we've been told did not follow all the classification rules, as it didn't get classified as a classified type of vessel. Might have been jerry-rigged, was at the control of a Logitech game console controller. However, the people on board, assuming they didn't get crushed on descent, or there wasn't a leak on descent, assuming they are still alive, God willing, praying, are still pretty educated on how to try and conserve energy, try to conserving oxygen. Not sure if there's any water on board or food. It looks like there was barely enough room for one person to stretch their legs. So even though oxygen is obviously the number one issue, You also wonder after 5 days, you know, what about water? What about food? And so the U.S. Coast Guard is going to be giving a briefing noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. They have remotely ROVs, remotely operated vehicles now, on the seafloor near the Titanic. And the Coast Guard has announced a debris field was discovered in the Titanic submersible search area, and they are evaluating the information. And so this debris field could have been, sadly, the submarine that could have imploded, crushed, leaked on the descent on Sunday. So we're not sure if this debris is the missing submersible or not, but the U.S. Coast Guard will give us a briefing. Now, the OceanGate co-founder has spoken up, Guillermo Sonlein. He told CNN that the 96 hours of oxygen, even though you and I are thinking that's an overstatement, because once somebody panics or hyperventilates, they're going to use up more of the oxygen. And anytime we scuba dive, even though we might know how much is in the tank, we have to still surface because we just can't trust at the lower levels that the read is going to be accurate. Well, Guillermo Sonlein says the opposite, says the time remaining to rescue the passengers is longer than what most people think. He says that the crew's expertise will extend the window available for rescue. He made the comments to CNN. He says he's speaking on behalf of himself and not the company OceanGate. OceanGate is going to probably be facing a slew of litigation. He said OceanGate CEO and co-founder Stockton Rush, who is aboard the sub, and the rest of the crew would have realized days ago that the best thing they could do to ensure their rescue is to extend the limits of those supplies by relaxing as much as possible. Based on the crew members' expertise, the window available for rescue was longer than what most people think. He said Thursday will be a critical day in the search and rescue mission, and here we are. The amount of oxygen for the five people, men, is dwindling. They've been missing since Sunday morning. It's a 22-foot submersible with rudimentary controls, we're told. No room for passengers to stretch out. Limited rations of food and water. And so when people say they can actively conserve oxygen, they can. They can. But that would be day one, day two. The human psyche changes. Not to mention, they are breathing air with a little bit more carbon dioxide. It's going to make them a little bit more tired, a little less astute. Not to mention, they're starving. They're dehydrated. So even though people can, at the face of death, still make life-saving decisions, we have to understand that the human body might start taking over. If you're dehydrated, your heart rate's going to go up. When your heart rate goes up, your respiration can go up. When your respiration goes up, you'll use more oxygen and you'll lose more fluid. Now, your heart rate could slow when you're very hypothermic, because keep in mind, what everybody's forgetting about is that if they lost power, it's cold. It's very cold. If they're still alive, which I don't think they are, but I'm hoping, they're shivering. You can't control that. And if you're shivering, you're going to use up more oxygen. So I get that mentally, you know, a bunch of us could say, all right, guys, this is what we got. Let's just conserve. But when your body starts to take over or panic, and you're trying to control, the average person who has a panic attack doesn't want to say, you know what? I'm not going to try to control it. I'm just going to let the panic attack happen. No. The average person who's panicking is trying to control their panic. Panic happens uncontrollably. And unfortunately, that could be what's going on, which is why I don't think the 96 hours is an understatement. I think it's an overstatement. Now, a Canadian Navy ship carrying a medical team specializing in dive medicine and a hyperbaric recompression chamber that can hold as many as six people has arrived on scene. That's good. Because if they do find these individuals and they're very, very hypoxic, they could put them in the chamber. The medical team in the hyperbaric chamber traveled on the HMCS Glace Bay. It arrived on scene after 9 a.m. local time today. Lieutenant Commander Len Hickey, Senior Public Affairs Officer, said in a statement that JRCC Halifax continues to assist Maritime Rescue Coordination Center, Boston, in support of submarine search efforts. The teenager is a 19-year-old, Pakistani teenager Suleiman Dawood. According to CNN, he's a student at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow, Scotland. The university confirmed to CNN that he is a Strathclyde Business School student, had just completed his first year. They are, of course, deeply concerned about Suleiman, his father, and the others involved in the incident. Their thoughts are with their families and loved ones as we continue to hope for a positive outcome. So the search is on. They have high-tech vessels, medical personnel. The Magellan ROV is a uniquely equipped vessel whose use was pushed for by the Explorers Club group early on in the search. And it is able to, again, reach the depths that's needed. The vehicle has reached the sea floor to search for the missing submersible. Of course, they want to, their hopes are that it's caught, maybe. But even though it's caught, you know, would the communication ability still be there? French vessel Le Atalante is also preparing their ROV to enter the water. But, you know, a lot of questions are surrounding why did it take so long for the Coast Guard to be 8 hours, we're being told. They say the vessel operated by OceanGate Expeditions began its 2-hour descent to the wreck. And I thought the descent was supposed to be 8 hours long. It lost contact with the Polar Prince, which was the support ship that transported the craft to the location of the North Atlantic. 1 hour and 45 minutes into its descent, they lost contact. Search operations began later that day, but not sure why it took so long for the Coast Guard. We're being told that it took them 8 hours until the Coast Guard was notified. The banging noises were identified by the Canadian aircraft, which I didn't have a lot of high hope for, but I wanted to share that information with you all. They do not believe it's, they said it yielded negative results. They say data from the plane that identified the noises was sent to the U.S. Navy, but have so far been inconclusive. Still, the Coast Guard does not know what those sounds were. So there's limited rations of food and water, low oxygen, it's getting cold. They're exhaling and breathing in carbon dioxide. Immediately what has to happen if they do find them, they're not going to be able to go into the sub because it's too deep. They are going to have to bring that up slowly because of ascension pathology that can happen to the lungs, to the ears. And then they're going to have to immediately get them out, hydrate them, warm them up if they're hypothermic. Now, that's another reason why, so you'll hear some people say we might have more than the 96 hours. And the reason why some individuals think there's more than 96 hours is when somebody's hypothermic and they look dead and their heart rate's low and their breathing's low, they might still be alive and might still have a pulse. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update.
Prime Minister Modi, welcome back to the White House.
President Biden receiving Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the South Lawn. 2 days of meetings and a state dinner tonight. The leaders are expected to enter new partnerships on defense and technology. A former FBI analyst is going to prison for nearly 4 years after pleading guilty to having hundreds of classified documents in her Kansas home. Kendra Kingsbury admitted keeping the papers, hard drives, and disks filled with documents. It's been more than 5 hours since, according to estimates, the oxygen ran out on that small sub that's been missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday, but the search and what's called a rescue continues. Best place to live in the USA, according to U.S. News and World Report, it's Green Bay, Wisconsin. He calls Green Bay the perfect mix of big city amenities and a Midwest small town feel. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So there has been a lot of debate on whether you should be taking an aspirin a day. An aspirin a day keeps a doctor away. An aspirin a day keeps a heart attack away. And more studies over the years have said not so fast. There could be GI upset, even though there's a lot of evidence to help support future heart attacks after an initial one. They are not ready to recommend that everybody take it because there can be side effects. So one issue we've had with daily low-dose aspirin was GI risk and easy bleeding. If you have an ulcer, you could become anemic. You could lose blood. You could losing your stomach lining, not safe, not healthy. So we have another study reconfirming that that is a concern. Long-term use of low-dose aspirin has been associated with a 20% increased risk of developing anemia and a decline in blood iron levels in older adults. The report published in the Annals of Internal Medicine revealed that a group of 19,114 healthy adults, at least 65 years old, were randomly assigned to take 100 milligrams of aspirin or a placebo to determine the effect of low-dose aspirin on incident anemia, hemoglobin, and serum ferritin concentrations, a sign of iron. The participants were monitored annually for hemoglobin concentration and 3 years after the baseline measurement for ferritin, a blood protein that contains iron. At the end of the trial, researchers from Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, according to Fox News, determined that taking low-dose aspirin on a daily basis appeared to increase anemia and reduce the levels of ferritin and hemoglobin. Now, interestingly, they said the results were independent of major bleeding. Now, anemia doesn't always have to be from loss of blood. It could also be lack of production or a destruction of blood cells. So in medicine, remember, we're not rocket scientists. So if you have a lack of something, anemia means a lack. So anemia, like thrombocytopenia, low thrombocytes or low platelets, leukopenia, low white cells. So anemia has to do with loss. So if you have a loss, is it because you are net loss? Is it because you're losing it from a GI bleed, ulcer, blood in the stool, heavy period, you were shot, so you're anemic, so you've been bleeding? Is it because you are producing blood enough, a production issue? Or are you not losing it? You're producing it fine, but something is attacking or hurting your blood cells. So these are kinds of the things that we have to look at from a medical standpoint. We'll put some fancy terms along with it, but it's really basic. It's just basic mechanics. So low level of hemoglobin, which could cause fatigue, shortness of breath, heart problems, not a good sign. Researchers noted that nearly 50% of older people in the United States take aspirin for preventative reasons to counter cardiovascular disease and prevent strokes. The inhibition of the clotting that happens with the daily aspirin can be protective of somebody who has plaques that have already broken and ruptured and caused a coronary blockage. They are hoping, so because when you have a heart attack, it's not always that you're clogging from 70%, 80%, 90%, and then 100, and now you're clogged. But where your heart attack happens, or your massive MIs, is when the plaquing that's on your coronary artery breaks. And like a scab that comes off, you could bleed, right? When your scab comes off, there could be a little bit of blood. When the plaque breaks, it could disrupt the lining of that coronary artery, that artery that's bringing blood to the heart. That disruption or scrape will induce an inflammatory response to stop any bleeding and to repair it. That inflammatory response has so many cells that it then clogs up immediately that artery. So aspirin minimizes the recruitment of those clotting factors that will then jump to the rescue if one of your clots or your plaques, arteriosclerotic plaques, break off the lining of the vessel, which can happen. Remember, you have blood flow. So you have a constant current, a constant force on the walls of those arteries. Now, the best thing to do is to not have clogged arteries. That's why we have cholesterol-lowering medication. That's why we have procedures to open up vessels, to try to clean out blockages, bypasses, all sorts of things we could do. I like the stents. The stents keep the vessel open and usually have medication within it to prevent clotting and in that area. But, you know, we've been using aspirin for years, and studies have shown that on recurrent MIs, it's imperative that people are on it. But for prevention, it's a whole other story. Lead author Zoe McQuilton, an associate professor at Monash University School of Public Health and Preventive Medicine, said while bleeding is a known side effect of aspirin, few previous studies have looked at the effect of prolonged aspirin use on the progressive development of anemia in older adults. Now, aspirin and anti-inflammatories could affect the kidneys. Kidneys make erythropoietin, a chemical needed to help produce blood. Maybe there's a mechanism there. She says this study gives a clear picture of the additional risk of becoming anemic with aspirin use, and the impact is likely to be greater in older adults with underlying diseases such as kidney disease. Now, researchers suggest older adults who do take low-dose aspirin regularly be monitored by their doctors for anemia. Now, whenever I see a study like this, I always, as a scientist, have to think laterally and go, could there be something secondary or tertiarily going on? So let's say somebody is taking daily aspirin. Somebody has artery clogging. If somebody is taking daily aspirin and they're looking at that group, then that means that group is probably not 100% healthy because they're needing to take daily aspirin to prevent heart disease or to prevent a secondary heart disease. So then what underlying condition could they have that is putting them at such higher risk for heart disease that their doctor put them on a daily aspirin? Well, high cholesterol. And cholesterol could affect the kidneys, could affect the liver, and diabetes. Diabetes is high cholesterol on steroids because diabetes, very, very sticky, puts you at higher risk for heart disease tenfold, as far as I'm concerned. And so if somebody has diabetes, they might have poor kidney function. They might have a lot of poor function in terms of fighting infection, immune system, poor pancreatic function. So another thought process is, could be the aspirin and long-term aspirin use. I get that. Makes sense. But it could also be that those that do aren't at risk might already have issues with their kidneys and issues producing blood cells, etc. So it's all connected. It's just all connected. And so we need to realize that our, you know, what we do for one thing could, one, have side effects. But two, if we have a condition that we are treating, that condition isn't the one and only thing going on. There's a chance there's something else going on. This is what I told you guys about erectile dysfunction. For those of you who need Viagra or Cialis, Levitra, for your issues with erections, there's a very good chance you might have an issue with your blood flow to the heart. Or maybe you have low testosterone or something else. That's why you got to get it checked out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had reached out about suing OceanGate and the lawsuits, and you heard that they are already starting to sue. I haven't heard of any lawsuits against OceanGate and the submersible Titan sub that has five men on board, which I believe the catastrophic event happened on Sunday, but we have hope, still have hope, that maybe they could be found alive, although we've been told that some debris has been found in the area, and we're going to be briefed on it in a few hours. But to my knowledge, there's no current lawsuit, because right now all the families and loved ones are just praying that they're going to be okay. There might have been a headline that was searching because I looked it up. There is a lawsuit that was filed against OceanGate CEO Richard Stockton Rush, but that was a few months ago. Mark and Sharon Hagel from Winter Park, Florida, filed a lawsuit because they wanted to visit the wreckage of the Titanic on board an OceanGate craft in 2018. They invested about $200,000 to participate in the expedition. The trip was delayed and never actually took place. So WESH2 obtained the lawsuit, which showed that the Hagels claimed Rush knowingly strung them along, even though he knew the vessel was not ready to take the trip and wouldn't give them a refund. WESH2 reached out to the Hagels, and they told us they have no comment at the time. So there's no current lawsuit. There probably will be, but that was a different situation. Now, of course, there's been legal pundits suggesting the families could struggle to sue because there was a waiver, and the waiver had mentioned death multiple times. But where there's the caveat to all of that, you could sign a waiver, you could sign informed consent. If there was gross negligence, that then could be, I'm sure the law, by the way, lawsuits could happen whether they're found or not. People start lawsuits all the time. Lawsuits may get thrown out. But if they can prove that there was gross negligence, that the ship should have never been considered safe enough because of any jerry-rigging that was done or add-ons, or I think they said the glass window, the one glass window, they made it to fit. I mean, this wasn't something where these have been designed for decades. This is something that's relatively new. Now, personal injury attorney Miguel Custodio, co-founder of Custodio and Doobie LLP, told Daily Mail that the families of the missing would find it difficult to prove their case in court if the incident ends in tragedy. Everyone on board knew this wasn't a vacation, he said, or sightseeing, that it was really an exploration into the unknown at one of the deepest points on the planet. The price tag itself, he said, was a clear indication that this is something big and serious. The trip itself was dangerous, and there was a real possibility that things could go wrong. They said, I don't see much recourse for these families in court or how this waiver could be challenged. Now, and he agrees, unless there was negligence in the way it was operated or caused the submersible to be lost. Then he said that they could pursue legal remedies under an ultra-hazardous activity tort, which would require the activity they were engaged in to be uniquely dangerous and that the defendant's actions were the cause of the injury. And as I've said, the families are pretty upset that it took 8 hours for the Coast Guard. Now, I don't know if did it really take 8 hours. Is that something that I mean, you wonder, what did they do then for 8 hours? That does lead. But if that did happen, where rescue efforts were delayed by 8 hours, that could be an issue. And of course, determining the cause of death, if they did die. Hopefully they're alive. But if they are alive, and we got to them 8 hours too late, there's a lawsuit there. I'm no legal expert, but if the ship imploded and this happened on descent, which unfortunately a lot of us feel happened, then there could be it was negligent, it was haphazard, it was not a standard that the people who signed the waiver thought they were actually going into a submarine, and this would not have been considered a submarine because it didn't have the proper fittings and the proper specifications. Keep in mind, it wasn't classified as under the type of vessel. It didn't get a classification. They never went through that process. And even in the waiver, it said that no regulatory body has approved this in a way. I don't know what the exact verbiage was because it never had to go through that regulation. So, you know, that could be negligence. That could be, you know, bringing just like, yeah, if you're a company and you are taking people to bungee jump in the Grand Canyon, there's still a responsibility because they're not bungee jumping themselves. They're trusting you. So the craft run by Ocean Gate Explorations submerged at 8 a.m. Eastern time, around 400 miles southeast of St. John's, Newfoundland, near the Titanic wreck. At 2:45, well, you know what? An hour and 45 minutes in, they're going by British time. An hour and 45 minutes later, lost contact with the Polar Prince. We're told it wasn't reported missing until 7 hours, 55 minutes later. So not sure why. And that could be an issue. So we are praying for a miracle. Fascinatingly, there's a connection with the wife of Stockton Rush and the Titanic. Apparently, the wife of the pilot, the OceanGate CEO, is the great-great-granddaughter of Macy's founder. And the spouse was famous in the, the spouse had been on the Titanic and had been actually written into the movie that James Cameron did. I believe it's the couple that were hugging each other in bed. So Wendy Rush is married to Stockton Rush. Stockton Rush is one of the five men on the Titan right now and CEO of OceanGate. Her great-great-grandparents, Isidore and Ida Strauss, died on the Titanic. Isidore is the co-founder of Macy's. They were immortalized in the 1997 movie, where you see them embracing themselves on the bed as water rushed onto the ship. So, people say there's a curse. There's been expeditions. There's been that the Titanic curse still follows. But interestingly, Wendy Rush was born Wendy Hollings Wheel, married the engineer and entrepreneur Stockton Rush in '86. She is a descendant from Isidore and Ida Strauss's daughter Minnie, who married Dr. Richard Wheel in 1905. Their son Richard Wheel Jr. later served as president of Macy's. And his son, Dr. Richard Wheel III, is Wendy Rush's father. Ida and Isidore were two of the wealthiest people on board the Titanic when it sank. Not sure why they didn't get off. Because in the movie, they made it look like they were stuck in third class. They couldn't get off the boat, so they had to die in their bed. But if they were wealthy, and some of the wealthiest people, not sure why they didn't, because usually, they might not have wanted to split up. The rich women, the women, children got on the boats, and then they let the men later, but a lot of men didn't get on the boats. So it could have been that they just didn't want to separate. That's interesting. Yeah, Isidore refused, saying he would not go until all the women and children were gone. And then Ida refused to go without her husband of 40 years. Wow. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.